Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gayne. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, I wanted to start the show by reminding everyone that the truth, and I mean the real, unfiltered, actual truth, is being hidden behind curtains of political partisanship on both sides. Both parties want the truth to be exactly what they tell you it is, and not what it actually is. So our job as Americans is not to pick sides over which party it's least telling us lies. Our job is to do our own research, come up with our own conclusions, find the truth, understand that both parties have an active interest in keeping us from that truth, and screaming that truth as loud as we possibly can to the world, because that's the only way it's going to get heard, folks. It's the only way. Now that truth is beginning to leak out about so many things, about COVID, about this Biden administration and the cover-ups, about the FBI corruption, about January 6th, about everything. There is a concentrated effort on both sides to keep you from hearing. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. It's not something we made up to sound dramatic. I'm telling you, as soon as the truth began to leak, we saw them scurry like rats into a hole, trying so hard to prevent you from hearing that truth about a lot of stuff. Now, there's nothing more evident than the covering up of the truth as what we've seen this week with Fox News firing Tucker Carlson. I will tell you ahead of time, I don't always agree with Tucker Carlson. There are things that we differ about a great deal. There are things we share in common. But Tucker Carlson was trying, and in some cases was, getting to the truth. And they did not want that truth to be heard. Now, there's a lot of people saying, well, he was fired because of the Dominion lawsuit. Went on there and said that the voting machines were rigged and there was no evidence of that. Fox was sued for billions of dollars and they let him go. Untrue, folks. Tucker Carlson was one of the few people on Fox News that said, and I quote, Sidney Powell is full of crap. I've asked her to present the facts. I've asked her to present the truth. And she will give me absolutely no evidence. I've called her 2 and 3 times. I've left messages. She finally left a message saying, stop calling me. Because the truth is, there is no evidence. And we're telling you that because the truth matters. He wasn't the one touting this narrative that Dominion voting machines were rigged. He wasn't fired for that reason. Hannity, Laura Ingraham, both of those commentators, much more propagated that idea. Tucker was the one who shot it down. Wasn't fired for that reason, folks. Then they're saying, well, you know, there was a producer that said he created a hostile work environment and he was misogynistic. Well, it turns out that producer has never even met him. So that's an absolute abject lie. Then there was something going around that, well, you know, he had kind of perpetrated this thing that Ray, perhaps a government agent of some kind, and we saw Epps go on 60 Minutes and basically say, Tucker Carlson has ruined my life. I was such a loyal Fox viewer, and I don't know why he's trying to ruin my life. Well, some of that's probably true. In my opinion, Tucker Carlson was fired for one specific reason. He was starting to get to the truth about a few things that were way too close to the bone. He was starting to get to the truth about his own company. See, I've told you for a long time that Fox News, not necessarily some of their commentators, some of their commentators are honest, and they're giving you their point of view the way they see it. But the people behind them, the actual machine at Fox News, not your friend. Just like you could work for a big conglomerate, it doesn't mean that you're a dishonest person. It doesn't mean that you're a corrupt person. For working for them, you could be doing as good as you possibly can and doing an honest day's work. It doesn't mean that the company itself has clean hands. And the bottom line is this. As soon as Tucker Carlson started to talk about the fact that television in general, news, is controlled by Big Pharma, Tucker Carlson was fired. Tucker Carlson, in one of his last shows, said, imagine what would happen if the MyPillow guy that sponsors us, imagine if the government told you, you must buy a MyPillow, you must. Otherwise, you're not going to be allowed to go to work. You're not going to be allowed to enter society. And then every news company, including our own, started saying, that's right. It's absolutely right. It's vital that you buy it. You must. That would make you very dishonest, a person, right? He was talking about the vaccine, folks. And he was saying that narratives were being pushed that was clearly false, and no one would speak up and say this vaccine doesn't work. Because people had active interest in making sure the vast majority of the American people took it. Financial reasons for that. Tucker Carlson didn't have any advertisements on his show except the MyPillow guy. Because the minute you start taking these type of ad revenue, they want to control you. Oh, you can't say this. You can't say that. No, you can't put down Big Pharma. You can't say this. Tucker Carlson had decided he was going to tell the truth as he saw it. Plain and simple. And let the chips fall where they may, even if it fell on Fox News, which some of it did. And they didn't like it. Now, as far as the Ray Epps situation is concerned, he's saying, I may file a lawsuit. What are you going to sue? And who are you going to sue, and for what reason? Tucker Carlson asked a simple question, and that question is something I will ask, too. I don't know who Ray Epps is. I don't know if he's just a simple dude who happened to be there as a Trump supporter, or I don't know if he's an FBI plant. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I know that the FBI literally arrested hundreds and hundreds of people, some to the point of all I did was walk into the Capitol and take a selfie next to a painting, and they tracked those people down using face identification and went to their homes after midnight and raided them and took them away. They wanted to arrest people for inciting violence. Ray Epps stood outside the Capitol building screaming, we have to go in. We have to storm the Capitol. Get everybody together. He was telling people to tear down fences. You could see it in a video. Why was he not questioned by the FBI? That's the question Tucker Carlson asked. There's more video evidence of Ray Epps inciting violence than anyone there that was arrested. And yet he gets a pass. And I think the American people need to know, why did he get a pass? If he doesn't work for the FBI, fine. Then tell us why he gets a pass. If he wasn't set there to incite violence, why did he get a pass? That's what Tucker Carlson wanted to know. Why did Ray Epps get a pass? You're not allowed to ask that question. And if you do ask that question, you're going to be told you're ruining a man's life. How dare you question this man? Well, I have a question. He's on 60 Minutes. You clearly have videotape of him saying, storm the Capitol. We have to go in. We're going to go in there, and we're going to do this, tear down those fences. How come the interviewer on 60 Minutes didn't say, why were you at the Capitol telling people they had to go in? Why were you ordering people to tear down fences? Why were you doing that? Isn't that incitement of violence? They never ask. You know why? They already know. Remember when we were told there's no way that the COVID-19 virus came out of the Wuhan lab? Anybody who says that is a conspiracy theorist. Well, what happened, folks? The truth leaked out, and the truth is we had a Chinese scientist come to the United States and beg us to listen to her. Do you know who put her on the air? No one, except one person. You know who that one person was? Tucker Carlson. He put her on the air where she said, I work there. I know the virus came from there. The minute I came here, my family is in danger currently. And finally came back to say her mother and father had been arrested by the Chinese government. Basically because she came to the United States to tell the people, did MSNBC put it on? No. CNN? No. NBC, ABC, CBS? No. You know who put her on? Tucker Carlson. Not Hannity, not Laura Ingraham, not anybody else. One person, Tucker Carlson. You see, when you start to ask questions that they don't want you to have the answers to, they have to silence you. Just like they did when we were asking questions about the mask. When qualified virologists came out and said, excuse me, I've been a virologist for many, many, many years, and the particles from this virus are far too small to be blocked by a mask. You know what they were told? Shut up. Your YouTube videos are taken down. Your Twitter account has been deleted. No one will put you on the show. And then they went around to all of the networks and said, anyone who says this, you have to say, is a nut, a conspiracy theorist, and they're dangerous. That's your mission. And what did they do? They got on the air and said, if you don't wear a mask, you're going to kill yourself or someone else. These people, the one in a million scientists who say it doesn't work, the one in a million virologists who say it may not work, they're dangerous, psychopathic people. They're tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, but they weren't one in a million. They actually outweighed the people who said they do work, but you didn't know it. And you know why you didn't know it? Because they didn't allow them to speak, that you could hear anyway. They suppressed the truth. Oh, they had the truth. They suppressed it. So you wore your mask and you said to yourself, oh, I was definitely keeping myself and other people safe while you were giving yourself lung disease and asthma and all kinds of other things. While you're being fired from your job, while you're being ostracized by society, they knew from the very beginning it didn't work. Just like they knew from the very beginning that the vaccine itself would not stop you from getting COVID, would not stop you from transmitting COVID, and probably didn't do a hell of a lot to ease COVID if you got it. It was a crapshoot. Maybe if you have a lot of underlying conditions and getting COVID would finish you completely, maybe that vaccine would be worth it in the whatever percent chance is that it might lessen your symptoms. But they were giving it to healthy 18-year-old soccer players who were dropping dead. And when we said there's an awful lot of people dropping dead that's 18, 19, 20 or in the prime of their life, and they did it, I don't know, days, weeks, a month after the vaccine, that's a little strange. You know what you were told? Shut up. You can't say that. You're promoting a dangerous conspiracy theory, and that's not going to be allowed here. You can't speak those words. You can't ask those questions. You can't even say, well, it is a little odd. Are we looking into this? Are we looking into the fact that a lot of people are dropping dead after they got the vaccine that otherwise were very healthy and young? Isn't that worth at least asking the question? Maybe we don't know the answer. Maybe the answer is no, it has nothing to do with it. But it's worth asking the question. You were not allowed to ask the question. If you asked the question, you were silent. When people won't answer your question, there's a reason, okay? If you go to somebody and you say, did you steal my money off my table when I was sleeping And that person says, well, my God, no, of course not. I wouldn't steal your money. You want to check my pockets, whatever. I wouldn't steal your money. Fine. If that person says, how dare you ask that question? I won't dignify that with an answer. Don't ever ask me anything like that again. You can be damn sure they stole your money. Well, they wouldn't answer these questions, folks. And they damned you for asking them. See, this is the thing. You should be able, we're in the United States of America, you should be able to ask any question you want to at any time and not be ostracized for it. I don't care what the question is. So now we see that little bits of the truth are starting to leak out. We currently have a president who said, I've never in my lifetime talked to my son about any of his business dealings. Said it two or three times. That's a lie. We know that his business partners visit the White House on a regular basis. Some of them wrote letters saying, thank you for setting me up with a meeting with your father. It's a lie. You're caught in a lie, a flat-out lie. Well, when you lie, there's a reason. If you're sitting at a restaurant and an old friend's girlfriend says, hey, aren't you so-and-so's friend? Yeah, and I sit down with you for a minute to say, hey, and I'll have things going. I'll tell so-and-so I saw you. And somebody says, I saw your husband with a girl. And you say, yeah, that was my friend's girlfriend, and I bumped into her. She sat down for a minute. If you say, I wasn't even at that restaurant. I've never talked to that person in my life. You're hiding something. Right? Otherwise, you just tell the truth and you say, well, I've met with my son's business partners over minor things. It had nothing to do with anything corrupt and had nothing to do with me making money off of it. But that's not what Joe said. See, when you lie, there's a reason you lie. You don't lie just to lie. You lie because there's a reason. And he lied. Now we find out as many as 12 Biden family members we're receiving money from all kinds of countries that don't have our best interests at heart. For what reason? What were they doing for these other countries that these countries were sending them money? Well, you don't dare ask that question. If you ask that question, you must be a communist. You must be a traitor. You're an enemy of the government. You're attempting to indicate that the president, who is beyond reproach, may be involved in something untoward. Yeah, we are. We are asking that question. And we already know the answer to that question. But you don't want us to know the answer. Tucker Carlson revealed the truth on that matter. He said, look, we have evidence that the FBI sat on this laptop, knowing damn sure well what was in it, tried to shift all the blame to, oh, look, Hunter's smoking crack and he's with hookers like anybody cares. If that man wants to spend his entire life snorting cocaine off the ass cheek of a hooker, that is his prerogative. I didn't elect him. He's not an official, and I don't care what he does with his life. But that's all you heard on the news, because they wanted to distract you from what was really on that computer that had nothing to do with prostitutes, had nothing to do with a crack cocaine. What it had to do with is Joe Biden and the Biden family siphoning money through Hunter from foreign countries who do not have our best interest at heart. And then the question that would follow, what were you doing for those countries that they sent you that money? So they distracted us with Jerry Springer, who just passed away, by the way, rest in peace, with Jerry Springer nonsense about, oh, look at Hunter in a bathtub, and he's got balancing M&Ms on his penis. I don't care. That's the sensationalism that shields you from the truth, folks, that affects our lives in any way. Isn't Hunter's drug addiction. It's not Hunter's addiction to hookers and sex and everything else. It's what affects us is Joe Biden and the fact he lied. Then they had 51 former intelligence officials orchestrate a letter that apparently Anthony Blinken was behind saying This is Russian propaganda. That laptop's not even real. At the time they wrote that, I want you to understand that all 51 knew that the FBI not only had the laptop and was doing an investigation on it, but that it was 100% real. So every one of those 51 intelligence officers who signed that paper lied to you in order to put up a smokescreen for that election so Joe Biden could go on that debate stage with Donald Trump, and when Trump brought it up, he could say 51 of our top experts from both political parties agree it's Russian propaganda. Now ask yourself why people from both parties would do that. Why would people from both parties lie to you, the American people? See, this isn't a sports team, folks. This isn't my side versus your side. It's not, well, I'm a conservative or I'm a Republican, so therefore, no matter what they do, it's okay. They had good reason. Or I'm a Democrat, so everybody that's a Democrat gets a pass. No. This is about the truth. And the truth is, politics in this country for a long, long time, probably longer than I've been alive, has been as corrupt as it can possibly be. And the person they are pointing to as the head of the corruption, the most corrupt person in the world, is the only one that wasn't, the one that was blowing the whistle on the game and had to be stopped by both parties. We're not allowed to ask these questions, folks. I want you to understand that Tucker Carlson was not just the top-rated show on Fox News. He was the top-rated cable show, period. Period. Fox lost billions of dollars, billions with a B, in net worth when they let him go. And they run the risk of tanking their whole entire network. Now, ask yourself the question, why would they take that risk? Because they had a supposed answering machine message of him calling a woman a C-word? Well, here's an interesting thing. Megyn Kelly on her show said, I know that woman that works at Fox News, and she's exactly what he called her, and every single person at Fox News would tell you that. There's not a soul there that likes her. Some of them are afraid of her. But there's not a soul there that likes her. Possible to work with. Her goal in life is basically to disintegrate what you've got. And for whatever reason, they keep her around, but no one likes her. So big deal. So Tucker Carlson, in a private conversation, said, hey, she's a bitch. I hate that bitch. Oh, you can't say that. That's misogynistic. We have evidence that Tucker Carlson's a misogynist. No, you know what? If you're a bitch, you're a bitch. I got the right to say you're a bitch. If I don't like you, and I think you're screwing around with me, and I think you're making my life miserable, and you're mean and irritable and nasty and rude and obnoxious, I'll call you a bitch if I want. Who the hell are you to tell me I can't? By the way, he didn't do it on the air. He did it in a private conversation. He wasn't fired for that, folks. He was fired because he was getting very dangerously close to the truth. And the truth is, the media in this country, all media in this country, with the exception of the independent journalists, like myself and some of the other people who broadcast on not only this platform, but on YouTube and Rumble and everything else, are censored. And they are controlled by a machine that's all working for the same cause. And one will tell you this, and one will tell you that. And the truth is, both are lying. And your job is to find out where the truth lies. And when someone actually does find out where the truth lies, and they attempt to bring it to you, well, they got to go. They got to go because they're threatening the machine. And you can't threaten the machine, or the machine will eat you. It's perfectly okay for Tucker Carlson to go on his show and say, you can't be a man and compete in women's sports, because that's logical and everybody knows it, and it's a very safe opinion. He can go on his show and ramble about all kinds of things that everybody considers safe. The moment he started talking about Big Pharma controlling the media, the moment he started to say, January 6th is looking shaky and I got some tapes. Remember, he promised, I have hours and hours and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of tapes. He broadcast maybe a minute and a half. And then they just vanished. And everybody was saying, I thought Tucker was going to show us more tapes. I thought he had more stuff. I thought he had more stuff. Why do you think that is? You think it's because he didn't have any more stuff? Or do you think it's because they told him, no, you're not doing that. You've shown enough. AOC wanted him jailed for showing it. Jailed for showing the truth. What did he show? He showed that the guy that they called the QAnon shaman did not break into the Capitol, did not break in through doors, but was let in and escorted from room to room by Capitol Police. That was not something that is debatable. It's there on a video for your own eyes to see. Shortly thereafter, guess what happens? The QAnon shaman's let out of jail, and we're told nothing to do with Tucker Carlson. He had already served a certain amount of time. Well, there are people who haven't even went to trial yet. How come he's let out? Oh, it had nothing to do with those tapes. He was going to get let out irregardless. Really? How come Grandma's still in jail and she doesn't even have her trial coming up yet and she's been in jail 2 years? But he's out. You see, the truth is getting really, really close to coming out. And I believe in my heart of hearts that Tucker Carlson thought to himself, I'm actually bigger than Fox News. They can't fire me. I've gotten to the point where my ratings are so high and my visibility on this network is so high and I've become such an integral part of this network that I'm now allowed to tell the truth. I'm now allowed to speak with an open mind and say what I know to be the truth. And he was wrong, because they would rather tank their entire network than to let you know the truth. So what is the truth, and will we ever know it? I don't know. I don't know, folks. We have a lot of questions, don't we? If the virus came out of the Wuhan lab, was it manufactured as a biological weapon, or was it really just gain-of-function research that got carried away? I don't know. Is that a question worth asking? Yes. Are you ever going to get an answer? No. If our government clearly knew that they were stifling many, many, many virologists who said the masks and the lockdowns are only going to make things worse, it's not going to make things better, why did they do it? Is that a question worth asking? If you knew the masks were not actually effectual, and you knew the lockdowns were really not going to stop the spread in any tangible manner after the first few weeks, why did you continue them? Is that a question worth asking? How come we can't ask it? Are we ever going to get an answer to that? I doubt it. How much did Dr. Fauci know when he lied and literally told people that he was close to, there's no reason for you to be wearing a mask, when he told us to wear two? How come he said he never funneled any money to the Wuhan lab, when we clearly know that he funneled it to a company who then funneled it to the Wuhan lab under his name? Yeah, I guess we can ask that one, but guess what? There's going to be no answer. Because they know that if they answer all of these questions, including how come the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop, knew that Joe Biden was implicated in what was probably the biggest money laundering scam in the history of the United States of America, and he was about to be the president of the United States, they didn't blow the whistle on and say, you can't elect this man. He's got a criminal enterprise going. How come they didn't do that? Is that worth asking? Are we ever going to get an answer to it? Probably not. The things we will get an answer to are this gender thing in sports, we have to do something about it. Hunter probably didn't pay his taxes, so we're going to indict him on that, but he's going to pay them, and then we're going to let him off because he was on crack cocaine and he didn't know what he was doing, so he's paid his restitution and that'll be fine. We'll hear about that. We'll hear about Joe Biden falling up the stairs of Air Force One. We'll hear all those things that distract us. All those Jerry Springer-like things that we say, ooh, ooh, isn't that funny? Oh, isn't that salacious? And they're just distractions, folks. They're distractions for what's really going on. We'll hear about Trump investigations. Oh, it's a sham investigation. It's never going to go anywhere. Yeah, it's a sham investigation. It's called, look what I'm doing over here, so you don't look at what's really going on. Do you think Alvin Bragg just said one day, I'll throw my whole political career away and my whole actual career away, indicting a former president of the United States on charges that anyone knows is laughable? Or do you think he was told to do it to provide a distraction? This is what the news will talk about for a long period of time. This is what will be on people's minds, and they'll talk about it. And they won't talk about other things. People, the meat, the red meat that they want. And they'll foam at the mouth, and they'll say, this investigation's outrageous. I'm going to do 24-hour coverage on this investigation. And while they're all doing that, the rest of the stuff will go unnoticed. That's what happens in this country, folks. They will throw you something salacious enough to get your attention so that you don't see what's really happening. And what's really happening is not good. There is a very strong possibility, and I have no evidence of any of this, but I'm just going to give you both sides of the coin. There is a very strong possibility a virus that killed millions of people, that they kept you on lockdown on purpose, as some kind of psyops test to see how far they could control you, that they made you and your children wear masks and force vaccines upon you to see, to set a precedent so they can say, well, if we can force them to take this, we can force them to take something else, we can force them to do this, we can force them to do that. How far can we force these people before they say, I refuse to go along? This is what we need to know for future reference. There's a good chance they did that. A very good chance. There's a good chance they orchestrated the January 6th riots in order to make Donald Trump look bad so he would not win this election. There's a very good chance they did that. There's an extremely good chance they spread their own disinformation that Dominion voting machines were rigged to help Joe Biden when in fact they knew they weren't, just to try to catch a lot of the conservatives and Republicans who were so mad that Trump lost and couldn't understand it into thinking that must be the answer. That must be, when they knew it really wasn't. What really happened is much simpler. You changed the election laws illegally in several states. You did it without going through the proper channels, making it null and void, meaning all those votes should not have counted. That's not up for debate. That happened. But what did they do? Think about the Dominion voting machines. It's the voting machines that did it. We didn't do it with the way we changed the laws. Because they knew that if you didn't look at the voting machines, you'd start to look at other things. And you might just see that, A, the FBI covered up something they knew would be the end of Joe Biden's political career. They changed the election laws illegally. And that was enough. That was enough, folks. So all the time that we were hearing from our red meat-based conservatives, Dominion voting machines were rigged, and there were people at the polls who were counting, putting things in 500 times, and then shipments came in at night in a truck, an armored truck. None of that probably happened. I'm sure there were some miscountings here and there. There is in every election. What really happened changed the rules of the game for only one specific purpose, and that specific purpose was to stop Donald Trump from winning re-election. And it succeeded. And the second it succeeded, what did those states do? They then came out and said, oh, well, this is technically unconstitutional, so no other election is going to have these rules anymore. Really? Well, if it's unconstitutional, then you should have negated your votes in all of that state and had a do-over. But you didn't. You didn't. 1 in 6 people said they would not have voted for Joe Biden, and 2 in 6 said they wouldn't have voted. 1 in 6 said they would have voted for Trump. 2 in 6 said they wouldn't have voted at all for Joe Biden had they known the laptop was real. The FBI knew it was real. Every single news commentator knew it was real. But they didn't tell you. And if you asked, you were laughed at. Oh, that UC-51 intelligence expert. You're just some lowly idiot working 9 to 5 ham and egger. How dare you question 51 experts? Because those 51 experts are filthy liars who had a political reason for telling you a lie. See, that's what you have to understand. They don't lie to you because they just like lying, and they say, let's see if we can lie and get away with it. No, no, no. There's tremendous financial gain from lying to you. They lied to you about the Ukraine, too, folks. They told you that this Zelensky is a hero who stood by his people. He would not leave. Vladimir Putin was corrupt and evil and horrible, and they didn't tell you that we broke a pact with him. They didn't tell you that. They didn't have the nerve to tell you that the United States of America broke a treaty we had with Putin. Now, it's not an excuse to go in there and do what he did. I'm not excusing him. He's obviously a psychopath. You're going to murder innocent people for what reason? But I'm just telling you that we did, in fact, break a pact with him. And while we were saying what a hero Zelensky is, he was raiding Catholic churches, arresting priests, and putting them in jail. And now we find out, oh, we have nuclear labs there. Really? Why? Why do we have that? Ukraine's not a tremendous ally of the United States. Why don't we have them where our allies are? How come we have them in an area that's so subject to Russia getting a hold of it? Well, you can't ask that question. How dare you ask that question? You're just a filthy 9-to-5er who goes to work every day and comes home and eats a ham sandwich on his couch while watching a football game. How dare you question the elite? And when you do, or you have someone like Tucker Carlson who said, I'm going to tell the truth as I find it. The truth happens to be that Donald Trump is a corrupt son of a bitch. I'm going to say he's a corrupt son of a bitch, and I'll prove it. If it's Joe Biden, I'll prove it. If the vaccine doesn't work, I'll prove it. I'm going to give you people the truth. They can't have it. Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump basically fell into the same trap, and that is they were about to reveal the truth. Now, Tucker Carlson was hardly a Trump fan. On the tapes from the Dominion trial, there was one where he said he detests Donald Trump. Now, he said, I said that in a moment of anger because of certain things that he said and whatever, and he didn't mean he detested his policies or he detested the job he was doing as president. He meant he detested the way things he went about doing things. Fair enough. But at least he told the truth. See, this is a guy I'd love to meet, a guy who said, Jesus Christ, Donald Trump, all he does is blah, 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 and he can't tell you that his stories take 45 minutes to tell a one-minute story, and I hate his mannerisms and his stupid haircut, and I hate his ego. His ego's out of control, and he's doing this and doing that, and God, he's just a nightmare of a human being. But when it comes to politics, I like his policies, and I don't have to like the man. I'll vote for the guy whose policy think is going to help this country. We don't have that anymore. We have a Manchurian candidate syndrome where somebody smiles and says, oh, look at me. I'm a good-looking guy or a good-looking gal, and I check all the right boxes, and here I am dancing with celebrities, or here I am with my family. Look how nice my family is. I'm just middle-of-the-road, good old blue-collar Joe. Here I am, I'm Barack Obama, and I'm dancing with Beyonce, and I'm shooting basketball. I'm just one of you guys. And you say, oh, isn't that nice? They're lying. They're playing a character. Donald Trump wasn't lying. He just came out and said, yeah, I'm obnoxious, I'm this, I'm that. And you get what you see. You get what you see. He was probably the realest person there was. So this is where we're at, folks. The truth was beginning to leak out, and a few people in the media were actually leaking it out. Folks like Glenn Greenwald, who's a Democrat as far as I know, was leaking out the truth. Matt Taibbi, the reporter, who's a Democrat as far as I know, started to leak out the truth about Twitter and what was going on there. Tucker Carlson, I think is maybe an independent or whatever, started to tell the truth, and they're all canceled because you can't know the truth. Here's the hard truth, folks. I know many of you love Fox News, and you're cheering on Hannity and Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin and all those people. And I believe that they're honest people, and I believe that they're giving you their point of view. But they're not digging deep enough. They're just giving you the surface. They're saying you can't compete in women's sports if you're a man. Yeah, okay. Great. Donald Trump's indictment is ridiculous. It's never, ever going to fly. Anybody knows that. Okay. And we all cheer him on and say, yeah, that's right. But they're not asking the main question. Why is it happening at all? Maybe if you peel back the curtain, you'll find out. Well, if we start doing this stuff with kids saying, you know, you should have gender surgery when you're 8 if you want, and we don't need your parents' permission, everybody's going to be like, look over here, look what they're trying to do to our children. And while we're all yelling and screaming at that, because of course you want to protect your children, they get away with everything they want to get away with because you're too busy yelling and screaming about that. I want to know why Alvin Bragg indicted Donald Trump. He knows he's not going to win. It's smoke and mirrors, folks. It's pay attention to this and not that. The truth is very slowly starting to leak out, and it's ugly. It's very ugly. It's a very good possibility this manufactured virus was a bioweapon. We don't know. It's very possible they launched it on the United States on purpose as a test to see how effective it would be if they want to take over the United States. We don't know. We should be able to ask that question. We should be able to ask the question, how come all the virologists that didn't agree with your conclusions were shut up? We should be able to ask that question. We should be able to ask why Ray Epps, if he's not a government agent of any kind, wasn't arrested, clearly being on videotape more than anyone else you arrested, inciting violence. We should be able to ask that question. We should be able to ask the FBI, since you knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real, when these 51 people signed that letter, why didn't you make a statement saying this is incorrect? We should be able to ask, why did you change the election laws for just one election and then change them back right after the election because you found them unconstitutional but didn't bother to say that kind of renders our election process null and void and we're going to have a do-over? We should be able to ask that question. We should be able to ask the question why Big Pharma advertises and gives so much money to these news networks that they basically control them. We should be able to ask that question. The government works for us, or at least they used to. Now the government rules you. See, there's a difference. You used to rule the government. The government was there to do what you as citizens wanted them to do. And if they didn't do what you wanted them to do, you voted them out, and you voted for people who was more in tune with your ideas. Now their battle cry is, elections have consequences. When I get in, I'll do what I want. Incorrect. You'll do what the people want, the majority of the people. That's what you were there to do. It's scary, folks. They don't want you to know the truth. And that goes for the Republican side and the Democratic side of the news. I could start a network tomorrow and be just as disingenuous as I want to, and I can say all kinds of things about how Donald Trump is corrupt and he's this and that, and all the Democrats will run to me and say, what a hero this guy is. He's wonderful. He's remarkable. He's telling, he's power. You go, boy. And I don't believe a word of it. I'm just distracting. Or I could be on here yelling and screaming about how Ron DeSantis is such a great, great, great person. He's the only person that could ever run this country the right way. when I don't believe that. I could play a character like they do, or I could tell you the truth. And the truth is this, folks. They don't want you to know the truth. And the only person who's going to give it to you is Donald Trump, because if Ron DeSantis gets in, as much as I like Ron DeSantis, he's starting from scratch. It's like somebody painting half of your house, and then you saying, well, I'm going to bring in another painter, and they say, well, I'm doing it over, twice as long. Let Trump finish the house. Let Trump finish his job. And then if Ron DeSantis wants to come in the next election, fine. Trump started this job. He started telling you the truth, and they feared him more than they feared anyone else. Tucker Carlson was attempting to bring you the truth. And they feared him more than anyone else. You know why they feared him, folks? They feared him because, are you waiting for this? Turn up your volume a little bit louder. I'm about to give you some hard, hard truth. 35% of Carlson's audience was not only Democrats and independents, but young ones. The perfect demographic, okay? You think they were all listening to Tucker Carlson's show because we're hate listening to him? We're listening to him so we can laugh and say, what an idiot. Or do you think he was getting through to people? Do you think that the younger generation people in their 20s who was listening to him was starting to say, you know, that guy makes sense. He's not always a partisan. He's not always on Trump's side. He's not always on the Republican side. He's bringing on guys like Glenn Greenwald. He's bringing on guys like Jimmy Dore, and they're telling the truth. And he's saying the truth is going to be out regardless of whether a Democrat or a Republican is telling it. I'm going to let them speak, and I'm going to let them tell their story. And if it turns out to be true, it does. They feared that. Both the Democrats and the Republicans feared that, because that means the old guard Republican would be out on their ass because they're as corrupt as they can possibly be, and it means the Democrats would be revealed for the liars, the cheats, the corrupt money launderers that they are. And worse, it would reveal that your government has lied to you for many, many years, and they continue to do so with impunity because no one dares tell you the truth. Now, Tucker Carlson, he'll show up somewhere. And he'll probably even be more powerful than he ever was, because if he has his own show, he's free to say whatever he wants. He's free to show you every moment of those tapes if that's what he wants to do. He's a very dangerous person to them. Why do you think AOC was saying he needs to go to prison? He should be thrown off Fox News for inciting violence, inciting violence. How come you're not saying that about Ray Epps? Why doesn't somebody ask AOC? Well, speaking of inciting violence, we have tapes of Ray Epps yelling at people, organizing them to go march and break through the walls of the Capitol. How come you think it is AOC that he wasn't arrested or by the FBI? How come you think that is? And see what she says. But Tucker Carlson, no, he needs to go for inciting violence. Donald Trump, who said march peacefully, he needs to go to jail, but not Ray Epps. And then when we ask that question, why him? Why does he get a pass? Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I suppose you think he's working for the government. Well, wait a minute. No, I've just asked a simple question. If telling someone to go peacefully, or Tucker Carlson telling you the truth and showing videotape evidence of it, is incitement of violence, how come a man's actual words on videotape saying we need to go get violent isn't enough to get him arrested? Why can't I ask that question? Not only am I asking that question, I demand an answer to that question. You work for me. I want an answer to that question. And I don't want to hear any stupidity with Christopher Wray sitting up at the Capitol being asked, Mr. Wray, is Ray Epps, no, I want this exact question. If incitement of violence is good enough to get a president, talk show host supposedly kicked off the air, how come it's not good enough to bring Ray Epps in for questions? And I don't want to hear, well, I can't discuss an ongoing investigation. I want to hear an answer. But you won't, folks. We're on our own here. Us independent journalists and the American people, you're on your own. It's us against them. The machine against the people who really just want to get to the truth. Now, I don't know what the truth is, but I'll tell you this. If I was to dig and dig and dig and dig and I found out, you know what? That virus really did come from a wet market in Wuhan. My job is to come on here and tell you that. I have really good evidence that it came out of a wet market in Wuhan. I have really good evidence that somebody ate a bat and that's what happened. And all this other stuff was crazy. I just told you the Dominion voting machines were not rigged, right? I just told you that. Because it's the truth. Now, if you're a Trump supporter and that makes you mad, I'm sorry. But I haven't seen one shred of evidence. Not a shred. Despite everybody's claim that they had it, from Mike Lindell to Sidney Powell to whoever, not one shred of evidence. It was all distraction. Look over here. Look at the Dominion voting machine. Don't look at the laws they changed. See what happens, folks? Well, sometimes you think you can trust the most. Those are the people who are putting up the smoke screen of smoke and mirrors. They're the people who really don't want Trump to win. They're the people who said, well, you know what? If I, QAnon, for instance, you know, QAnon was started by, they were started by liberals. And you know why it was started? To basically poke fun at conservatives. And a whole bunch of conservatives believed in it and said, oh, look, look, yeah. See what's going to happen? It was just smoke and mirrors. You wanted so badly to believe it that you did believe it, and you ran in that direction to say you believed it, when in reality it was just a distraction so that you didn't look at the things that really were happening. So many people were worried about, do I keep my job? Do I wear my mask? Do I get a vaccine? Do I not get a vaccine? That people weren't worried about, I want to know where this came from, and I want to know why. We're still trying to figure it out. Folks, they know. They know exactly where it came from. Exactly where it came from, and they know why. We'll never know. Maybe we'll dig and dig and dig, and some independent journalist will find out. They won't give you a voice. You're going to have to scream it from a soapbox in the middle of the street, because they're not going to let you do it on YouTube. They're not going to let you do it on Twitter. I don't care if Elon Musk has Twitter. They're not going to let you do it on Twitter. They're not going to let you do it on Rumble. They're not going to let you do it anywhere. You're going to have to do it yourself. Now, Derek in the chat room is saying, how would a Democrat get fired for bad-mouthing another Democrat? Well, they're not going to. The only way that's going to happen is when they eat themselves, like Don Lemon did, and basically said a woman is past her prime at the age of 40-something, and that pissed off all the women, and then said some things about that was considered racial against Ramaswamy. And they said, oh, we can't have that. We're too politically correct for that, so we'll just – he's got to go. He wasn't trying to tell the truth. This was a guy who was toeing the line. Don Lemon did nothing but toe the line. If you told Don Lemon to say blue or green M&Ms was the cure for the COVID disease, he'd have been on there every night saying that. He didn't give one damn what he says, because he's not a journalist. He's a paid shill for the government. That's what he is. You need the truth. You need to get to the truth, folks. Let me go to the phones and talk to Tom from New York. Tom, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. Thank you for asking. So you, I know in the interest of time, you know, I'll be quick, but you spoke about distractions before, and you couldn't bring up a better subject. You know, a lot of these things that were in the news that were meaty for people to, you know, for the American people having a right to know, you know, Balenciaga, the documents that they raided Mar-a-Lago for, but, you know, asked Joe's permission if they can go to his beach house and a bunch of other places that he had the documents that were unsecured, by the way, parked next to his Porsche in the garage that Hunter was driving. you know, what did I hear this past week? And they totally stopped talking about it. Hunter Biden is supposedly living in the White House to avoid process servers. I don't know how much of that is true, but it was still said. So somebody must have some information.
But here's the thing. Why do we care? I don't even care if Hunter Biden's process for what? For tax evasion? I don't give a damn. Al Sharpton has still not paid his taxes, and he has a show on cable network. I don't care if he wants to smoke crack. I don't care if he wants to cavort with hookers. I don't care if he paid his taxes. I care about Joe Biden. That's what needs to be talked about. How does this relate to Joe Biden? If I set your tool shed on fire while you're putting it out, I can rob your house. Because you're too concerned about your tool shed and maybe $500 worth of stuff, I can take $50,000 worth of stuff out of your safe. I don't give one damn about Hunter Biden. Care about Joe Biden, and that's what everybody else should care about, period, end of conversation. Don't let yourself be distracted. We need, as Americans, to get to the truth, because this is reaching critical mass now, where we are being lied to about things that are important and will affect our lives and possibly our health for years to come, as well as this country. And we can't let ourselves be distracted, Tom, with nonsense about Hunter Biden and all kinds of other shit.
That's exactly correct. And it's Joe's protecting him to take the focus off Joe, take the focus off himself. What did he do? He announced he's running for president, running for reelection. Well, the main topic of that tape was let's finish the job. Well, you completely destroyed the country in less than 2 years. What job do you want to finish? You still got more.
Again, just a distraction. Let's run that tape of I'm running for president, and I'll say a whole bunch of bad things so people can run around and say, all he really said was Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. I don't care. I don't give a damn about what Joe Biden says about running. I give a damn about the corruption behind it. We need to get to this. It's going to lead to Republicans, too, by the way. Don't think for one second that I'm here just arguing about the Democrats are corrupt and the Republicans are the white knights on a horse. Wrong. Some of them are knee-deep in the swamp. And if one goes down on the Democrat side, they're afraid, uh-oh, I might go down. And so they're protecting their rival because, of course, I have to. Because they were all in the game together. We have a few people now on the Republican Party that's trying to get to the truth, folks. They're trying to silence them. You know how you know who's telling you the truth? Because they're the people that are working so hard to try to shut up. So pay attention to the people that they're trying to shut up. You'll know who's telling you the truth. Yeah,